Today will be highlighted by warmer-than-average temperatures. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. Most of the highs today will range between the mid-60s and the mid-70s, a little bit cooler in southwest Montana, warmer on areas from Great Falls along the High Line. We will see some wind down the east slopes of the Rockies, Great Falls northward into the Rocky Mountain front in particular. A few clouds and a few isolated showers in central and western Montana, but today's mainly about the warming temperatures. Now, as this ridge continues to break down, we're going to hold on to a lot of the warm readings in eastern Montana towards the Dakotas tomorrow afternoon, with mainly the 60s in central and western Montana and portions of northern Wyoming. And the clouds will increase, bringing showers and isolated thunderstorms favoring southwest and south central Montana and northern Wyoming Thursday afternoon and evening. More weather up next.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
Our kids love to play, whether they're playing house or playing dress-up. They love to imitate you. You're setting an example. Make sure it's one you can live with, and one your children can live a long, healthy life with, too. If you want to quit smoking or vaping, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. You can do it. We can help. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Mid-60s to mid-70s will make today the warmest day overall, and as a lot of the warmer temperatures will remain in northeastern Montana into North Dakota tomorrow, and most of the other readings will drop into the 60s, that's still warmer than average. Few showers and isolated thunderstorms will come with the next wave moving through tomorrow, and a series of disturbances will keep us looking for a chance of rain showers right on through the weekend. All of this is a deep trough of low pressure, but this system seems to be digging well south of us, so southern Montana and northern Wyoming and portions of South Dakota will get the bulk of the rain. Everybody will back off to around seasonal averages for the weekend, but the rain won't quite make it up into northeastern Montana, northwest North Dakota, and areas even of northwest Montana will stay a little bit drier. Few showers will be around. The trend is to try to warm things up a little bit as we start getting into the first part of next week. Between the warming temperatures and the rainfall, watch for rising creeks and streams.